Filmmakers or firefighters, whatever our jobs or circumstances, we all need a place to find refreshment and solace. Each year, on this day, writer Katie Davis goes to Washington, D.C.'s National Cathedral.
Every October 4th, I clear my afternoon and gather up my two hounds. We head up to the sweeping front lawn of the National Cathedral. Sun or drizzle, this day is St. Francis Day, the day that animals are blessed. I try to get there early to stake out a remote spot. Cody is Rottweiler mixed with German Shepherd, and Miss Purdy May is Lab mixed with something haughty. She starts fights, and Cody jumps in to stop them. The kids in my neighborhood call him the Peace Dog.
Next set.
Purdy and Cody are mesmerized by the arriving menagerie at the cathedral.
Isn't the puppy cute?
They've never seen a 4-pound terrier. This one is named Peekaboo. Or 6 basset hounds with one strong owner. In all, I count 40 dogs, 6 rabbits, 1 iguana, 3 parrots, 3 ponies, and Lucy the guinea pig. One cat on a thin leash vamps up and down the steps, and this appalls Cody. Cats are the one thing that make him question his nonviolence. Two young Labradors flop towards us, tugging their owner. And before I can say, hey, my dog is a shrew, Purdy curls her lip back and bark, bark, bark. This is my turf. Scram. The owner stops. Geez, your dogs need to be blessed. In fact, they need to find Jesus. Why do you think I'm here? I want to yell. But everyone's looking. I am saved, though, by the towering cathedral doors. They open, and the clergy gathers to begin a prayer, followed by a reading from the Old Testament. It is from Isaiah, always Isaiah. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf with the lion, and a little child shall lead them. Then Reverend Canon Eugene Sutton wades into the four-legged crowd and flicks holy water on each animal.
Lucy, you're wonderful. I bless you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes.
The dogs try hard to shake off their blessing, and each and every cat looks insulted. We hang back, hoping a fleck of the holy water will reach us and bring us some grace on St. Francis Day.
Pumpkin! Pumpkin, I bless you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
The blessing of the animals comes to us on this St. Francis Day from Katie Davis. The music is from a recording by Ensemble Pan.